I'm Elvis Manayese. Historic Brattonville is known as a place for providing insight into the life of African Americans in the South, with a focus on the 18th and 19th centuries. Over the weekend, the site near Rock Hill held a ceremony to honor enslaved people buried at the site, where archaeologists and museum leaders say they've identified at least 481 people of African descent. A group of people walk through a bunch of leaves scattered at the forest cemetery in Brattonville. They sing as they gather around the only headstone in the 5-acre area.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah, we're free.
The group includes descendants of the plantation's enslaved and enslavers. Dr. Lisa Bratton is one of them. Bratton teaches history at Tuckasegee University in Alabama and is a descendant of the Bratton Plantation. She says she's here with the group to acknowledge the hundreds of people who were laid to rest.
This cemetery has been here over 100 years and has been basically neglected, forgotten about. So all these men and women and children who are buried here just have been lost to history. But today, we're recognizing them, giving them the honor that they're due, the respect that they're due, and making sure that everyone knows that these lives mattered.
Bratton started coming here when she was about 6 years old. Bratton's great-great-grandparents, Green and Melinda Bratton, were enslaved at the plantation. Bratton also shares ancestral ties with the Bratton family who enslaved them. She says she's been able to build close relationships with the white Bratton descendants.
We travel together. We're working on a quilt together. They've been giving a lot of input about the cemetery. We have been to other plantations together. So it's just it's a really positive relationship, which is very uncommon when it comes to black and white descendants groups, almost unheard of.
Over a dozen descendants gathered at the cemetery. They sang, smiled, laughed, and shed tears as they paid tribute to the hundreds of people buried. Saturday's ceremony has been made possible by Cultural and Heritage Museums. The group received a grant 3 years ago that helped with their efforts to study what is now known as the enslaved ancestral burial ground. Through ground-penetrating radar, the group says they were able to identify at least 481 people buried. Kerry Tilley is the director of historic properties at Historic Brattonville and worked closely with the team behind the study. He says there are other things the study highlights besides the number of people who are buried.
We know there's a lot of smaller graves out here. They still go to the depth, but they are maybe 3 feet long instead of 6 or 7 feet long. And that suggests a child is buried there or an infant.
Tilly says just a little less than half of the people buried in the cemetery could be children and infants. Other findings are clearer on the surface, like Watts and Polly's headstone. The formerly enslaved couple were honored at the ceremony. Watt is viewed as a hero during the Revolutionary War. As the British approached, Watt was sent out to warn the Brattonville plantation owner. His contribution helped the Americans beat the Brits in what is known as the 1780 Battle of Hugh's Defeat. Zach Lemhouse is a historian with the museum. He says part of the reason Watt and his wife Polly have the only headstone could be tied to Watt's contribution.
It was highly uncommon for an enslaver to spend the kind of money to have a stone cutter engrave a marble headstone like that. Typically, an enslaved person, if they got anything, they would get like a unengraved field stone that you would kick up when you were plowing a field.
On the couple's headstone, there's an inscription that mentions Watt's faithfulness during the Revolutionary War. The museum has now placed steel markers approved by the descendants to honor the hundreds of other lives buried at the cemetery. Bratton Holmes walks through the leaves next to the markers. Holmes resides in Chapel Hill and is a middle school teacher. John Simpson Bratton is his great-great-great-grandfather, a former owner of the Bratton Plantation, which had over 100 people enslaved by 1840. Holmes is still working to process that information.
It's caused me to be a little bit more introspective than I probably would have been otherwise about my background, about the situation that I was born into, the opportunities that I had in life that not necessarily everybody else did have.
Holmes, who appeared at the cemetery with family members, says participating in the ceremony and interacting with other descendants impacted by slavery in the South has provided him with an opportunity
to learn other people's perspectives on what happened and to rethink for myself about the legacy that this has caused. Because whether we want to admit it or not, the scars of slavery are still very much present in this society. No
more descendants who sang and walked the enslaved ancestral burial ground hope the future opening of the cemetery will inspire others to relearn about a group of people who were buried without markers but are forgotten no more. For WFA News, I'm Elvis Meneyese.
Support for WFAE's race and equity coverage comes from Habitat for Humanity of the Charlotte region.